This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. If you listen to VPR Classical in the mornings, you know that a new host has joined the VPR ranks. Helen Lyons is a classically trained soprano who's performed in genres from opera to chamber music. Last month, she took over the airwaves, and we wanted to learn more about her approach, so Helen joins us now. Welcome to VPR and to Vermont Edition.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure to hear you on the airwaves, but people may not know that much about you, so we're going to do the, like, Helen Lyons, this is your life thing here. Can you tell us a little bit about how you grew up in Vermont, but then you've been away from Vermont for a while as well?
Yeah, pretty much since I went to college. I went to college near Boston, and then I went overseas for a while, did a grad school stint in London. I've worked in Germany and had a couple jobs over in Asia. I've just kind of bounced all over and came back to the state, to Vermont in 2016, and very, very happy to be home close to family.
So the reason that you were overseas and getting to do all these wonderful things is because your job was as a professional singer.
Absolutely. Yep. And Germany is kind of where it's at for young young singers. There's lots of work, lots of little houses, and I had the great fortune to sing for a couple of them.
What did you like about being, and you, as I said, you did everything from opera to chamber music, but opera in particular is such an interesting, sort of interesting niche part of professional singing.
Sure. I mean, it kind of combines everything. There's a visual element, there's terrific, you know, use of language, and it's high drama. And costumes. I mean, it's just so much fun from so many different angles. And I had a tremendous time. I really do love live performance. And that's why I kind of love being live on the radio as well. I see a direct kind of link. It's really nice.
But why would you leave? You have costumes, you have drama, you have international travel, you have a fame and maybe not fortune, but why leave?
Well, I guess I didn't really have a life, you know, and I met my husband in 2014 and just kind of was winding down the whole audition thing. It gets wearing after a while, and I was approaching 40 and thought, you know, it's nice to settle down a little bit. And then our journey brought us back home to Vermont to be close to family, and now here I am.
You mentioned that in some ways being a live host is akin to performing, and certainly I would agree with you on that, but how so? How do you see your approach to hosting and to having an interaction with your listeners?
Sure. I mean, I do feel as though I'm sitting in a room with, you know, a listener, or, you know, it feels like a conversation with a friend. And there's, you know, there's a certain amount of, not improvisation, but, you know, you think of something about the music off the cuff, and it feels a little bit like a performance. And there, of course, there's always, you know, something could go wrong. There's always that knife edge of excitement running through it as well.
Sometimes that's not the joyful excitement. That's the,
no,
like, you know, sweat running down the back of your spine kind of
excitement.
Exactly,
the adrenaline pumping action.
Yeah. You know, you're obviously trained as a singer, so your voice is something that's been very important to your career. And in hosting, when you want to have a connection to your audience, how you frame your delivery, both the tone of voice and how close you are to the microphone, how you're using your voice is really important. Do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I do. I've had a lot of, you know, not just singing training, but also a lot of speech therapy training too. And so I do try to use my voice in a healthy way. And I do think about...
What does that mean? What do you do healthily?
Just control the breath and make sure the onset of sound is gentle as opposed to kind of a harsh push on the voice.
No
vocal fry, no glottal stops. I want to ease people into their day and give them an emotional connection to the music as well. So I don't, you know, I love to give historical tidbits, but I also like to talk about how the music makes me feel. You know, this is waking up music, or this is really exciting, get the blood pumping music. So that's the kind of connection I want to foster with my audience.
Are you the kind of host who likes to give people a lot of information about the music that they're hearing, or does that feel overwhelming?
I think it can be a little overwhelming. For me, I'm a total, like, Jeopardy nerd, and I love, like, little historical facts and tidbits. So I'll include some of those peppered throughout as they arise, you know, when I do my research on each piece. But sometimes an image or a feeling will come up. And so I'll just kind of throw that out there, say, this is how this piece makes me feel. How does it make you feel? And let the listener find their own path through the music.
Now, when it comes to what type of music you play, there are certainly, you know, sort of playlists through the morning, and you create those in collaboration with the music department. And how do you think about what you want people to be hearing as they, in many cases, are starting their day? Although certainly not everybody who's listening at 7 is beginning their day.
Sure.
But how do you think about that?
Well, I think, you know, in the earlier part of the day, we don't want to challenge people harmonically too much. So, you know, there's a focus on more earlier music or more, you know, harmonically simple music, which is a nice way to ease in. But it's also fun to throw in unusual pieces as well, and world music and pieces, you know, from the non-European canon, just to get people to broaden their horizons. You know, it is a real balance between like the sort of top 40 classical that everyone loves and loves to hear, but also, you know, what about this, like this Yi dance from China that we played a couple weeks ago? You know, it's kind of just to broaden people's horizons because there's so much variety in classical music.
I'm going to use your approach the next time my children are harmonically challenging me early in the morning to say, Helen Lyons says it's not nice to challenge mommy harmonically early in the morning. Do you think that would work?
I think that might work, or they might just look at you like you grew another head.
You mentioned that you're a Jeopardy nerd, but one of the other things I've heard about you is that you are a Scrabble nerd.
Love
and in
it.
Fact, your husband won't play Scrabble with you anymore.
I don't know. I don't know if it's because I beat him the first time or what, but I have to satisfy myself with online Words with Friends games, and I love it.
And might we see some interesting vocabulary come into your hosting that you've learned that are you could be a triple word score?
Oh, yes, I'm happy to oblige. Although, you know, people are just waking up. I don't think I'll pull out the five-syllable words just yet.
One of the things that VPR Classical really prides itself on and VPR prides itself on is having live performances. Might we hear more of those in the morning? It's a tough shift to get musicians to come in and perform live at 7 or 8 a.m., but could we be hearing more of that?
That would be wonderful. I mean, I think maybe Walter's segment is a little bit more, you know, accommodating for morning, but I would love it, a little sunrise concert. That would be great. I'd be very open to that.
What about you? Could we hear you performing?
I would also be open to that. That's, you know, I still love performing. I'm still an active performer. And yes, if that's not too much showboating from me, I would love to.
One of the things that you've mentioned that you really want to highlight is not to overwhelm people with information. Some people really love that information, but for a lot of people, it can feel a little intimidating. And for some people, classical music in general can feel intimidating. So talk to the non-classical listeners here about why they should come over to your side and experiment and listen and give it a try.
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, it's an escape. It's an escape from the onslaught of news, you know, that just hits us from every angle all day. So I think it's a really nice way to kind of lower your blood pressure. And I don't think classical music should be intimidating to listen to at all. As I like to say, if you have ears and if you have a heart, you can understand classical music. You don't have to have a degree. So, you know, that I just urge people to explore a new world and kind of, you know, come relax with me.
Well, you can wake up or relax with Helen Lyons, VPR Classical's new morning host, weekday mornings from 7 to 10. Helen, thank you very much and welcome again. It's a pleasure to have you here.